Okay, sorry for the delay. Hello, I'm nice to be here at FOSDEM. So my name is Sébastien Douaret, and I will present you some lesson learned about integrating SBOM in a supply chain, so named the Redpath Factory. So short about me, I'm a technical director at So I'm technical director at IoT BZH, and I worked before in lower part of software, U-Boot, VxWorks. I spent 10 time working in embedded world, developing tools on the drivers at Renweaver. And I use Linux for a long time, and I'm not always behind my keyboard. I also hiking or cycling trip. Our company, IoT BZH, we are a French company located in the west of France. We are almost 25 engineers, and we mostly focusing on embedded development, embedded world, and security. So many guys who work at IoT BZH contribute to Tizen, the application framework, so the security part of Tizen. And we reuse this model and contribute a lot to automotive grade Linux past years. And we also develop Redpath. I will talk more details in the slide. And we propose some services to many well-known partners that you can see here. So this talk is about SBOM, so I will not again give a definition. I think all of us know what is exactly. Why SBOM is crucial? So it's really crucial to identify first vulnerabilities of the software you deliver, but it also helps you to have a clear view about the components that are involved in your product. It also helps to quickly identify which components are affected by vulnerabilities, and you also help stakeholders to identify potential risk of your supply chains. So SBOM is also a solution to answer to legal obligations that are raised in Europe, for example, with Directive NIS2 and the CRA. So what is CRA? Cyber Resilient Act. Is now a reality. As you can see, the effective date was December past years, and notification and penalty date are coming for next year and the year after. So many types of BOM are defined on existing. You may know all of them, like a cryptography BOM. And for us, the main and the important one was about is about VEX and VDR about vulnerability and also disclosure report. So all these BOM are well described in Cyclone DX present website. The link is below. So the two most popular you should know is SPDX and Cyclone DX. So SPDX is hosted by the Linux Foundation and was initially designed to track only software license, but this involved and with the latest version, the 3.x, there is more flexibility and more supported stuff. And on the other part, Cyclone DX is hosted at OWASP Foundation.